This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for March 2012. Tonight, presidential comment. On the international scene,
an APRS-equipped ocean buoy is released off the coast of Alaska. London Olympic ham radio stations are announced. Missouri hams could be hit hard by a proposed distracted driving law.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. As always, leading the broadcast, it's presidential comment. From the North Shore of Auckland, here's our president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. As I advised last month, my becoming president created a vacancy in the Northern Electoral District. And I'm very pleased to report that Neil Ellis, ZL1TAJ, has agreed to join council to fill this position. Please give Neil a warm welcome, as I'm sure he will bring to council some new ideas and a fresh perspective which will serve us well. I had the pleasure of attending the WARO 50th anniversary luncheon in Rotorua on the 10th of March, and I'd like to thank the WARO executive for extending the invitation. The WARO YLs are an enthusiastic group and are making good progress towards their aim of involving more women in amateur radio. On your behalf, I was able to wish them well for their next 50 years. Council has a small group working on a review of our headquarters operation and looking at ways to reduce costs. Possible options are to share premises with another organisation or to relocate to lower cost office space. This work has some urgency as our lease is due for renewal in July, and of course the landlord wants to increase the rental. I'll have more information on this over the next few months. Your association is committed to significant costs this year to ensure that our voice as radio amateurs is heard on the international front. The first of these was having our administration liaison officer, Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, attend the World Radio Conference in Geneva in February. The other overseas conference we are sending a small team to is the IARU Region 3 Conference in Vietnam in November this year. I was very pleased to learn earlier this month that Marlborough Branch 22 has made a donation of $1,000 towards the cost of sending our ALO to Geneva for the World Radio Conference. This is a very generous donation, and my thanks go to the executive and members of the branch. Would you, as an individual or through your branch, like to consider making a donation to help us with this very necessary international representation? Mike Newman, ZL1BNB, our local body liaison officer, continues to do an excellent job helping branches who have town and district planning issues. Currently, Mike is dealing with appeals against unreasonable provisions in the Tauranga and Wellington City Council district plans. Mike has suggested that if these are to succeed before the Environment Court, we may have to bring in specialised legal help, which unfortunately will cost money. It looks as if we may have to set up a fighting fund to assist with the legal costs, and I'm asking for your input on this. If you think it's a good idea, how do we go about getting the money? One possibility is through donations, or maybe a subscription levy. What other avenues can you suggest to help raise the funds needed? Please let me or your local councillor know if you have any suggestions or perhaps would like to make a donation. Finally, can I remind you all that now is a good time to get your registration in for our annual conference and annual general meeting being hosted by Nelson Branch. The registration form is in the March-April issue of Breakin, which will be in your letterboxes in early April. And that's it from me for this month.
Thank you, Vaughan. Vaughan Henderson, the president of NZART. To Upper Hutt we move now, and it's a very good evening to our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I have received a few requests from branches for a copy of remits to be presented at the AGM to be sent to them electronically. Council agreed this would not be appropriate. However, they will be included in the March branch circular to be posted out next week, and also in the March-April issue of Breakin due out in the first week of April. Branches are also reminded that now is the time to be considering awards for any member who they wish to recognise for their outstanding service. The Jumbo Godfrey Award is one way to recognise a branch member who has consistently given outstanding service to their branch. Council would also like branches to consider and forward nominations for Young Amateur of the Year, Amateur of the Year, and anyone who they feel could be recognised nationally for life membership of NZART. All submissions must be received here at HQ by the 1st of May. I was recently audited by Radio Spectrum Management on the processes required in my role as an appointed amateur radio examiner, or ARX as we are known. It's pleasing to know that NZART is faring very well. However, it is also a timely reminder to all examination supervisors that all call sign applications must include the candidate's record form, the examiner's answer sheet, and the candidate's answers. These are scanned and held on file in the RSM online database. A passport size photo also must be included with all applications, whether it is a change of call sign or a new allocation. This is now a mandatory requirement of RSM. That's all from me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. The NZART National Conference, to be held right here in sunny Nelson, is just 2 months away. And it's all action for the Nelson organising team. With the latest update, here's Topsy Scott, ZL2LS.
Hi everyone. Another month closer to conference and another month of organisation finished. The conference committee is on track and plans are falling into place. Another reminder to get your accommodation sorted, be it on-site or in nearby motels around the vicinity. There will be a list of motels close by in the next issue of Break-In. Also in Break-In will be the conference registration form, or you can still download this form from the Branch 26 blog site. All conference information will be alongside the registration form in Break-In. We currently have over 40 registrations. Thank you to all of you for getting in early. And please remember, it is the conference committee's decision to make registration payment by cheque, so please respect this decision. During the Radio Tech Forum this year, you have the opportunity to construct yourself either an AM radio and amplifier for $30 or just an AM radio for $15. This includes all equipment needed. There is only 10 spaces available for this construction. If you are interested, you can register at the registration desk when you collect your registration pack. This will be hosted by Rory Deans, ZL3HB. This money is payable to him on the day. Please do not include it in your registration. The conference committee is looking forward to seeing you all here in Nelson in June. Now that's about all from me for this month, so back to Jim. Cheers, everyone.
Thank you, Topsy. Topsy Scott, ZL2LS, reporting for the Nelson Hamtastic Conference Committee. This is the NZART official broadcast for March 2012. For a look now at amateur radio news on the international scene, we join the amateur radio newsline's David Black, KB4KCH.
Missouri drivers, including hams, CB operators, emergency response personnel, and even someone just tuning a vehicle's AM radio, could find themselves standing before a judge. This if a new distracted driving law is enacted as proposed to that state's legislature. Matthew Chambers, NR0Q, is here with the rather strange details.
If you were to get pulled over this morning and told that you were getting a ticket for distracted driving because you took a sip of coffee during your morning commute, would you be surprised? If a Missouri Senate bill written by Senator Bill Stelfer of Saline County passes, this is what Missouri drivers could be facing. Senate Bill 717 would make it a Class C misdemeanor to fail to give full time and attention to the operation of the motor vehicle, fail to maintain a proper lookout while operating a motor vehicle, or engage in any other activity which causes the operator to be distracted from the primary mission of driving such motor vehicle. There are no exemptions for hands-free devices, two-way or CB type radios, or for operators of emergency vehicles or law enforcement personnel. If passed as written, the police officer writing a ticket to enforce this would most likely also have to write themselves a ticket for distracted driving as well. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Matthew Chambers, NR0Q, near Macon, Missouri.
While it may sound funny to think of a police officer having to cite himself for using his department's radio system, it might one day happen in the Show Me State. The rather short but complete text of this proposed law is online at tinyurl.com/mo-distracted-driving. A group of oceanography and aeronautical engineering students from the U.S. Naval Academy has deployed a radio-equipped ocean buoy rigged to monitor weather in the harsh conditions of the Arctic. Named Ice Goat 1, the buoy was placed off the coast of Point Barrow, Alaska. Once the winter ice melts, the buoy will begin its sea voyage. In addition to its scientific monitoring gear, Ice Goat 1 carries an APRS beacon operating on 145.825 MHz. The position packets can be relayed via the International Space Station Digipeater. However, as the ISS only rises 1.5 degrees above the horizon at Arctic latitudes, reports of direct reception of the 145.825 beacon are being sought from any Alaskan and eventually Pacific Northwest amateur radio stations that may be in range of Ice Goat 1. Reception reports go by Memail to wb4apr@amsat.org. Some special event call signs will be activated to celebrate the London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The London station, 2012L, will be active through the duration of the Games. It will be located at the historic Eltham Palace, southeast London, and will operate all modes on 160 through 2 meters. You can get more information about it on the web at www.2012L.com. The Welsh station, 2012W, will be operational on all bands from 160 meters through 23 centimeters and all modes including single sideband TV and satellites. It will be located at Whitmore Bay on Barry Island. More information is available on the web from www.2012W.com. 2012L and 2012W go on the air July 27th. The Radio Society of Great Britain has been granted use of the Games Inspire trademark for these stations. Special QSL cards will be available to all stations contacted. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WA4 TEP repeater serving Greenville, North Carolina. The winter issue of the free Tucson Amateur Packet Radio PSR Journal is now available to download. This quarterly publication is full of technical, non-technical, and user digital information and articles. You can download the free winter PSR from tapper.org/PSR/PSR117.pdf. Previous issues are also available free from Tucson Amateur Packet Radio's website, available at tapr.org. Some good news to pass along about the Hamsat VO52 ham radio satellite. A report received from the ISRO Satellite Center in Bangalore, India, March 14th says Hamsat is back on the air and operating properly. According to VU2WMY, commands to reactivate the Dutch-built PE1RAH orbital transponder on Hamsat were sent during an ascending pass over India. The commands were acknowledged and confirmed by return telemetry. At the same time, the beacon signal was heard loud and strong in Bangalore. Stations in Europe and North America report good signals from VO52 immediately after the transponder activated. Two-way contacts were soon completed through the Hamsat VO52 transponder. NDX, members of the Malaysian Amateur Radio Transmitter Society and the 9M4 SDX team will be active as 9M0L from Pulau Laing Island in East Malaysia between April 10th and 24th. The team will have four stations using spider beam antennas. QSL direct to the 9MOL team, Penyang, at PO Box 125, GPO 10710, Penang Island, Malaysia, or by the Bureau to Malaysian Amateur Amateur Radio Transmitters Society. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm David Black, KB4KCH from the Southeast Bureau in Birmingham, Alabama, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
Thanks, David, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. To Waro News now, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. A reminder to all that Waro's Thelma Super Memorial Contest, which is usually held in April, is not being held this year. Most of the Waro News this month concerns Waro's 50th birthday. On Saturday the 10th of March, 52 YLs and OMs gathered for lunch at the Millennium Hotel in Rotorua, where Waro began on the same date in 1962. Included in that number were 5 YLs and OMs from South Australia, Victoria and Queensland, who brought greetings from their organisation, ALARA. NZART President Vaughan, ZL1TGC, brought a message from NZART. Celia, ZL1ALK, now the sole remaining foundation member of Waro, was presented with flowers and a fine certificate. 6 current members who joined Waro in its first 10 years were present at the luncheon and were also presented with certificates. Following the end of a lovely meal and a cake cutting, the Waro 50th birthday book, consisting of profiles of many of today's ZL women of amateur radio, written by themselves and compiled by Jolene ZL1UJB, was distributed to members. Later that evening, many of us resumed the celebration at the RSA, enjoying an evening meal and social time together. Topsy ZL2LS writes that a celebratory luncheon for the Waro 50th birthday was held at Mapua, near Nelson, and 6 Waro members and 1 friend of Waro enjoyed a meal together and a celebratory cake. She says it was a pity that no one from further south was able to join them. The birthday book was distributed to those present and very well received. The Waro 50th Anniversary Award was run from the 3rd to the 12th of March, and now is the time to be getting your logs in order and sent off to Lynette ZL1LL. All logs should be received by the 30th of April, and necessary details can be found in the January-February break-in awards or Waro pages, or in the last Waro bulletin. That's all for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART, who have their annual general meeting on Saturday, the 14th of April, at the clubrooms on the Great North Road in New Lynn, starting 10 a.m. Upper Hutt Branch 63 has its annual general meeting on Friday the 28th of April, starting 8 p.m. at the clubrooms in Park Road in Upper Hutt. The April meeting for the Nelson Branch 26 NZART will be a junk sale with Topsy ZL2LS and Peter ZL2PHS running the event. So the date is Wednesday the 18th of April, at the Nelson Car Club Rooms, which is in Bolt Road, Tahunanui. And finally, Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club, Branch 56 NZART, has its next meeting on Tuesday the 27th of March at the club rooms in Auburn Park and Upper Riccarton, starting at 7:30 p.m. Blair Kendon, ZL3TOY, will give a talk entitled A Brief History of FM Broadcast in Canterbury. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Reporting from Christchurch, Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed on Friday, the 30th of March. Now, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART headquarters on the NZART webpage. You'll find that at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 29th of April. This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for March 2012. Good night, everyone. Good night now.